Hello everyone, this is Chuck Fry from the Mind Mapping Software blog. I'm very pleased to have Jeffrey Ritter on the line with me today. Jeffrey is recognized as a pioneer in shaping the legal rules for cyberspace, but wearing a lot of these hats along the way, he's learned that that whether digital information can be trusted is perhaps the essential challenge for our globally connected world. And one of his particular areas of expertise where I first encountered him is information governance, a field where he's actually discovered that mind mapping can make a big difference. Thanks for joining us today, Jeffrey.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck. Pleasure to be here.
So let's get started with a little bit of a background on you. I understand you have a legal background, and at least from my experience, lawyers are known for creating text documents. I'm fascinated to hear how you got started using mind mapping.
Well, for a number of years in working with technology companies and clients that were using technology, I found myself drawing pictures, and I was known as the only lawyer in the office that actually had a whiteboard on his wall. And over the years, I kept getting bigger whiteboards. Finally, about in 2004, we were on a flight, my wife and I, and she was reading an airplane magazine and just nudged me and said, "You need this." And it was an article about mapping software. Well, 18 months later, I found myself in the corporate headquarters at Chevron, where I'd been brought in by their chief information assurance officer to help them design a comprehensive global program for preserving electronic information as evidence. 17 different departments were involved in the meeting, and I led it with maps. At the end of the second day, the deputy head of general counsel for head of litigation came up to me and said, "You know, when I saw you on yesterday morning with your first map, I asked myself, what does this guy think he knows?" And I realized at the end of 2 days that the real question is, what the heck do I think I know? You've changed the way I look at how we deal with digital information. And one other thing, I found out at the end of the day they had bought an enterprise license to using mapping software. So I realized I was onto something, and it's changed my career.
Looking at your website, you now seem to be a really big believer in using visual-based tools for training. What do you think makes them so effective in that context?
Well, you know, for years we have continued to use 19th century and even 20th century ways of learning. But for today's born digital generation and those of us that are older but are immigrants into the digital world, we are beginning to see in the academic studies genuine change in the way our brains are literally wired to acquire knowledge. We do it more visually. We do it more intuitively. We seek information without sense of structure or boundaries. And as a result, the more disciplined textbook concept of tables of contents and indices as a way of packaging information doesn't work. Why do we have blackboards in classrooms? Because visual learning does work. Well, what we found was that to train in today's environment is not just always a live action exercise. It involves distributed audiences. Your, you know, professional learners are time crunched. Using mapping digitally allows us to achieve the same effect as a blackboard in the classroom. You can sketch things out. You can show context. You can show structure. And the resulting images of the maps reinforce and significantly enhance the way the brain retains the knowledge. It turns out that we think and recall information visually. So by training with the visual tools, we're actually giving to the learner a resource that helps them structure, retain, and recall the information. And that's making a difference. We've had our maps now are copied and taken out of the meetings as a way for the learner to show what they learned. And that's one of the second more powerful ways that you know training works is when the person that has been increasing their knowledge is able to turn around and share that knowledge with others. And the maps are a very powerful way of doing that. You literally can walk down the hall after, you know, being in a training live or training online and say, "You know, Bob, let me show you what I just learned." And then one picture really can speak 1,000 words.
I used to work for a trade association, and I know that that's important for many companies to have that thump factor. I mean, you've taken somebody offline for a few days, sent them to a conference or to some sort of a learning event, and they want to know what their return on that investment was, and being able to show something to your boss is very important.
It is. In fact, we're now beginning to get requests from people to have poster-sized versions of the maps as posters, so they can put them on the wall in their office and be able to explain in one sweep of the arm, this is why my job is hard.
Cool.
I had one records manager say she wanted a copy of the poster because it represented for her full-time employment, because if it was on the wall, no one else would try to actually understand the complexity, and yet they would see that it was disciplined by the visual map and let her do her job.
Amazing. You also believe in using it as a presentation tool. What makes it the perfect antidote to what everybody's experienced, death by PowerPoint?
Later today, I'm actually in a meeting in where the second slide is a silver bullet shining against a black background, and the line that I use is, this is the last point about bullets that I'll ever make. People don't go to training to read what they can read in a textbook or an article or a white paper in front of them in 24-point font on a wall. There's supposed to be something more that the learning experience delivers. When I open up a map and start with a primary topic, people can see that. They understand it. And then as you begin to click on the little plus sign and show each layer of more detail, it does not intimidate them. It engages them. It creates curiosity. When you are working with them, you can actually give them the opportunity in the learning environment to choose which path do they want to go. And that kind of empowerment of the learning experience can never be accomplished by bullet points on a slide. There's still a time and place for visual imagery, but even if we just have the slide as a build of the map unfolding so that it's, if you will, snapshots of different levels of complexity, the relationships between each image become clear, and the same power is there in being able to show the structure and relationships of concepts and ideas and topics. It's really been quite satisfying. And when you can do it live, where the application is unfolding the map as you speak, it's even more powerful.
Jeffrey, as you and I were talking before this call, you indicated that mind mapping is actually changing the way you build your courses and practice tools. Can you speak to that, please?
Sure. More and more we're moving into the ability to train online. But in today, I happen to be in San Francisco. There's 14 meetings here at the Hyatt Regency. And yet if you go to those meetings, they're unstructured. There's talking heads. There's bullet points on a slide. You may have a good sense of confidence that you know what you're going to get from the title of the course or the session that you're sitting in, but it's often war stories. For learning online to be effective for today's busy professional, the learning has to be structured. And so we've built at the Ritter Academy that will be launching next week in May a curriculum in which we've worked entirely in map products to build our process. And so every course has a disciplined structure, what's called a storyboard. Well, if you go into the e-learning field, they're just beginning to use mapping to build the storyboard. What does the course contain? We've taken that up two or three levels so that we not only are designing the courses in map, we are laying the courses out for delivery in map, and then since it's so important to technology, business, and legal professionals that they know what they're learning from, we're able to use the notes functions and database functions to connect the primary research knowledge to the maps, almost like a footnote in a traditional sense. And so every one of our courses is on a discipline structure that's map-based with levels of detail behind it that allow us to make the material much more accessible and functional for the end user. One of the things that we are doing with the map is actually building the meta tag library for our course content so that every one-hour course may have 100 to 200 meta tags on it that allow the learner to find the information they need. We're building all of that, Chuck, in MAP. It's fabulous.
Wow. I happen to work full-time for a training firm doing product safety training, and we do a lot with storyboards naturally, but hadn't really looked into the possibility of using mind maps to build those. That's fascinating.
Well, it works really well because the instructional designer on our team insists that we truly design the course. What are the objectives? What are the benefits? What will each lesson in a course accomplish? And so by working with the map, we can move the lesson objects around, create an increased modular flexibility, and literally look at the entire course in one view and see whether it's hanging together. You know, is it achieving the objectives? Does this lesson need to be broken down? So that it substantially accelerates our production capability, which means we can deliver the learning faster to meet the needs of the professional that's looking for the answers to the questions they have faster and better than they can achieve anywhere else. And when we deliver the answers, we're actually delivering to them maps they can take out of the meeting. So they're learning on the same kind of maps they can use in their job.
That bigger picture view is so important because I've already seen in this job how on a big multi-lesson course how it's easy to get lost in the weeds.
It is.
Really need to be able to step back.
Absolutely. And over the balance of 2011 and 2012, the Ritter Academy will be publishing at least 85 hours of training. All of those courses have already been designed and laid out. We have this magnificent map that shows the relationships between each courses, and also even at the lesson level, we're making sure that if someone's taking ESI Civ 322, have they completed the prerequisites that will allow them to understand the 22 fields of metadata that are associated with an electronic mail, or do we need to have them connect to that earlier foundations course on understanding metadata so that they are actually learning at the right pace and building their own foundations so they can be most successful. And yes, Chuck, we're doing all of that in MAP. We're able to see those relationships and adjust the curriculum so that as we open the doors next week for the Academy, we know that we're delivering structured, disciplined, powerful learning experience for the end user.
Fantastic. As I looked through your website, Jeffrey, I got the pretty strong impression that this isn't just some pet system that you've come up with that you're using in your work, but that you have rigorously tested different teaching methods. And what you're doing now is a distillation of what has proved to be most effective. Is that an accurate assessment?
I think it is, Chuck. During the last 5 years, it's not been an easy time to be innovative with the recession that we've all endured. Yet the one thing that has remained in demand is the need for information to do one's job. So I started, after the experiences I had in the mid part of the last decade, actually left the practice of law to teach and build this platform. So we've taught in front of probably over the last 5 years, 2,000 or 3,000 people. All of this has been map-based. Some of it's been small group workshops. Some of it's been lectures. Some of it's been large assemblies at conferences. And each time that I present, we get feedback that allows us to refine the educational experience and be more focused on making sure that it works. One of the nicest things that we had was a younger lawyer, fresh out of law school for just a couple of years, come up to me after a half-a-day workshop that was entirely map-based and just said, I just want to tell you, your maps are like gold. Now I can finally see where I'm supposed to go with this exercise of deposing my client, and I can show it to the senior partner, and she's going to understand what I'm trying to accomplish. And she just was giggly with enthusiasm. That's good teaching.
Exactly. So you talked briefly about the Ritter Academy that you're going to be launching soon. What is that exactly, and how does mind mapping figure into that?
The Ritter Academy launches on May 2nd of this year, 2011. It is the first online platform for business, technology, and legal professionals to teach all of the rules they must all navigate to create and manage digital information that will be trusted for the truth. Our courses are going to focus on the fact that to be successful with digital information in business, different constituencies need to talk to one another. The technology house has to talk to compliance. Compliance needs to talk to legal. The finance office has to be involved. And through nearly 20 years of working as parts of those teams, one learned that they work better when there's a picture to focus everyone's attention. And so in the Ritter Academy, we will be delivering training that is entirely map-based. Virtually every component of the training is unfolded through visual maps. Each course allows the learner to download maps as both PDF files and, depending on the software they have, the ability to download it as active files that can allow them to immediately turn and go into their next meeting with something they can use. This year, we will be publishing over 25 hours of training, and unlike so many other professional education models that charge you by the hour or by the course, we're providing access to the Academy on an all-access, one-time fee basis, a flat fee. And that only becomes more valuable as we continue to add content. In addition, the Ritter Academy is like every other good university. We got a bookstore. And in the bookstore, you will be able to buy PDF publications that are map-based. You'll be able to buy very specific project task lists, assessment checklists, all of which are map-based. And we hope soon to be able to start selling live map templates for complex IT governance processes, such as how do I suspend all of my electronic mail from being disposed of improperly in the middle of a lawsuit, so that people actually have a map they can work with as a team and design and execute their process. So we're pretty excited. And I would mention it. It's at www.ritteracademy.com.
Very good.